The prophesied moment has arrived, but many still do not see it. The history of humanity is not a succession of random events. It follows a defined course, a line drawn from the beginning of time to its inevitable end. The Bible tells us that God has placed history on a timeline, and we are moving towards a set of prophetic events. As it is written in Ecclesiastes 3:1, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven." The scriptures assure us with conviction that each event is a link in this prophetic chain, advancing step by step towards the end of times. It is on this timeline that we are introduced to the two beasts of Revelation in chapter 13. The first beast, emerging from the sea with seven heads and ten horns, as described in Revelation 13, 1-10, is recognized as the Antichrist. The second beast, rising from the earth, has the power to make the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast and deceive them with miraculous signs, as revealed in Revelation 13, 11-18, and is known as the false prophet. Today we stand at the brink of a profound mystery, a topic that stirs the hearts and minds of scholars, theologians, and believers through the ages. A subject that penetrates the core of our faith and binds us to the grand divine scheme unfolding. Let us delve into the legend of the Antichrist, a figure that inspires fear and is often misunderstood, a symbol of deception and a sign of the end. But who is the Antichrist? Where does he come from? What will his role be in the dramatic biblical prophecies? These questions generate theories, interpretations, and heated debates. The depiction of the Antichrist has varied, influenced by distinct cultures, theological currents, and even our faith community. Some imagine him as a prosperous and powerful individual, while others speculate that he might be a deceptive alien entity. Could he be a political leader, a religious figure, or even linked to contemporary technology? These views, though distinct, each contribute their arguments and weaknesses. As we delve into this investigation, I invite you to open your hearts and minds to a journey through the scriptures, seeking wisdom and discernment while examining the fascinating theories surrounding the figure of the Antichrist. In 1 John 2:18, we read, "Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time." This verse reminds us that the spirit of the Antichrist is already at work in the world, preparing the ground for his final manifestation. The theory of the wealthy billionaire suggests that the Antichrist will be an individual of great influence and wealth, using his resources to control global systems and governments. Let's dive deeper, exploring passages from Revelation 13. The beast from the sea in Revelation 13, 1-1-2, is presented with 10 horns and 7 heads, often interpreted as representing nations or power structures. This theory postulates that the Antichrist, possibly as a global corporation leader or influential political figure, could dominate these systems. In Revelation 13 of 4-8, we see the authority and worship the beast receives, indicating his power over all tribes, peoples, and nations. This scenario makes us reflect on the nature of this influence in our contemporary world, where power, wealth, and worship are central elements in the structure of society. "And they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" Revelation 13:4. This verse highlights the devotion and reverence the beast receives, underscoring the gravity of his influence. The second theory, that of alien deception, proposes a complex and engaging scenario where the Antichrist could present himself as an alien being, combining historical, theological, and cultural elements to create a narrative that resonates with modern fascination with extraterrestrial life. Imagine a hypothetical scenario where alien beings arrive and provide an extraterrestrial explanation for life on Earth, the origins of world religions, and even planets. To convince billions of people to abandon their religions and worship a new one would require a supernatural phenomenon. And this, I believe, is the truth that the devil would tirelessly pursue to achieve the worldwide worship he always desired. The theory of great alien deception suggests that these visitors could be a manifestation of the Antichrist predicted in the Bible, attempting to unify beliefs under a new spiritual dogma. This charismatic figure, possibly a political leader in the guise of an alien, would promise peace and prosperity, attracting crowds with the promise of resolving ancient conflicts. However, the true intention would be to divert souls from the true faith in God, a tactic reflecting biblical passages such as those found in Daniel 7, 23-25. This prophetic text details the rise of a kingdom and powerful leaders, different from the previous ones, possessing an ambition for global domination that tramples nations and imposes a new legal and moral code. In Daniel 7:23, we read, "The fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces." Two key phrases here are the fourth kingdom, which refers to a powerful global kingdom led by the Antichrist, and devour the whole earth, symbolizing the leader's domination over nations, perhaps achieved through military conquest, political maneuvers, or diplomatic coercion. In verse 24, 10 horns and 10 kings are presented, which could represent a coalition or confederation of nations, with the Antichrist's rise described as distinct and notable, even usurping three of these kings. The phrase "diverse from the first" highlights the unique nature of the Antichrist's leadership, distinguished from previous rulers, perhaps due to unprecedented charisma, political skill, or ideological appeal. Finally, Daniel 7:25 speaks of a leader who shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand, until a time and times, and the dividing of time. Here, "speak great words against the Most High," and "change times and laws" suggest a direct attack on established beliefs and structures, affecting faith and social order. The third theory, that of the political leader, suggests that the Antichrist will emerge as a charismatic political leader, capable of uniting diverse nations under a single government through promises of peace, prosperity, and resolution of historical conflicts. This individual will attract a vast legion of followers, but will eventually lead people away from God. This theory has strong connections with various biblical passages, including the book of Daniel 7:23-25, which plays a crucial role in shaping this perspective. The theory of the Antichrist as a political leader is also reinforced by passages like Revelation 17:12-13, where we read, "And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast." This coalition of kings who give their power to the Antichrist points to a scenario of global political domination. The discussion surrounding the identity and influence of the Antichrist in modern times is a topic that evokes intense curiosity and, for many, serious theological reflection. At the core of Christian theology, the figure of the Antichrist is shrouded in mystery and speculation, which has intensified in modernity with the growth of secularism and the loosening of moral principles traditionally associated with Christianity. The sacred scriptures speak with urgency and warning about this being, a theme the Apostle John explores in 1 John 4:3, stating that "every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world." As society increasingly moves away from Christian values, many believe we are witnessing the predicted signs that precede the arrival of the Antichrist. The rise of individualism and the pursuit of personal gratification, to the detriment of the collective and the divine, are seen as the perfect preparation for his revelation. The scenario is such that, instead of an abrupt revolution with the arrival of this figure, the world would already be subtly molding to his ideals, paving the way for his acceptance without resistance. The spirit of the Antichrist, which acts against the essence of what Jesus taught, love for others, self-denial, and faithfulness to divine commandments, promotes a fertile ground for the spread of an anti-Christian culture. The mention of Bibles in schools and hotels, once common and now scarce, exemplifies the diminishing presence and respect for the Word of God in public life. In Matthew 24:12, Jesus warns us, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." This cooling of love and faith is a clear sign of the times we live in. Vigilance and discernment are therefore essential for Christians in the current context, where religious irreverence grows and the law of self seems to prevail. Reflecting on these signs and seeking understanding through the scriptures is a call to strengthen faith and reaffirm commitment to the teachings of Christ. In 1 Peter 5:8, we are warned, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Outlining the traits of these theories and the observable changes in society, it is imperative to keep the discussion alive and educational, focusing on the hope and joy that faith provides, even in the face of challenges and uncertainties of the prophesied future. This ongoing reflection leads us to a deeper dive into the waters of Christian spirituality and eschatology. The theory of the Antichrist is not just a prediction of a dystopian future. It is a mirror reflecting the complexities and dilemmas of the human heart in contemporary times. The Apostle John's call for discernment is, in this sense, a timeless call for understanding and action in the world. We observe in 2 Thessalonians 2:7 a reference to the mystery of iniquity already at work in the world, suggesting that the law of disorder and rebellion against God's divine precepts is already manifesting. It is a warning that echoes through the centuries, alerting that evil often dresses in the clothes of normality and infiltrates daily structures. This growing influence of the spirit of the Antichrist can be seen in how contemporary society shapes its laws, art, culture, and even social interactions, often straying from Christian values to embrace an ethics based on relative human truths. This scenario sets a stage where the Antichrist will not need effort to dominate, as mentalities will already be aligned with his purposes. In 2 Timothy 3:1-5, Paul describes the last days. "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." Awareness of this reality should not, however, lead us to despair, but to constructive action and hope. Christians are encouraged to be light amid darkness, the salt of the earth, preserving the essence of the gospel while awaiting the promise of Christ's second coming. Christian faith has always taught that, no matter how dark temporal prospects may be, the final victory belongs to God and His eternal kingdom. The challenge for the modern believer is, therefore, to keep the flame of faith burning, seeking in the Bible not only predictions of the end times, but also guidance for living just and godly lives in the present. The joy of the Christian lies in the certainty that even in the face of the world's opposing currents, Christ's truth remains immutable and His presence is a safe refuge. In John 16:33, Jesus comforts us. "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." The discussion about the Antichrist, more than a subject of curiosity, becomes an opportunity to reassess our stance regarding biblical teachings. It invites us to examine how we can be instruments of justice and love in a world that often seems to walk in the opposite direction. With this perspective, we can transform our curiosity into knowledge, our knowledge into wisdom, and our wisdom into action, always keeping the flame of hope and divine love alive in our hearts. The figure of the Antichrist is not merely a dark prediction, but a reflection of human choices and the paths we collectively take. In Revelation 12:12, we find a warning. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. This passage reminds us that, despite the tribulations, there is eternal hope for those who remain faithful. Thus, we continue our spiritual journey, guided by the Word of God, always attentive to the signs of the times, but also confident in the promise of redemption and salvation. May we, in all our actions and thoughts, reflect the light of Christ and strengthen our faith in the face of adversities, knowing that in the end, the truth will prevail and divine love will triumph. This ongoing reflection on the Antichrist invites us to deepen our knowledge of the Scriptures and maintain a vigilant heart and alert mind. In Mark 13:33, Jesus exhorts us, "Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is." This call to vigilance is a constant reminder of the need to be spiritually prepared and to live according to the principles of the gospel, no matter the challenges we may face. Therefore, when considering the various theories about the Antichrist, whether as an influential billionaire, a charismatic political leader, a deceptive alien entity, or another figure of power, we must remember that our main task is to remain steadfast in faith, seeking discernment and guidance in the Scriptures. Our mission is to be living witnesses to the truth of Christ, spreading His love and hope in a constantly changing world. As we examine the Scriptures, we see that preparation for the return of Christ involves more than merely observing the signs. In Matthew 24:44, Jesus warns us, "Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh." This verse calls us to always be ready, living according to the teachings of Christ and maintaining an active and vigilant faith. The importance of being spiritually prepared is also emphasized in 1 Thessalonians 5:2-6. "For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, Peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." This call to sobriety and vigilance is crucial for understanding our role as Christians in a world increasingly moving away from divine principles. We must be living examples of faith, not just passive observers of the changes around us. Our task is to be light in a dark world, reflecting the truth of Christ in our daily actions. When considering the theories about the Antichrist, it is essential to remember that, while we can speculate about the identity and tactics of this figure, our primary focus should be on our relationship with God and our spiritual preparation. The Bible calls us to be strong in faith and to live lives that glorify God, regardless of circumstances. In 2 Peter 3:10-12, we are reminded of the day of the Lord. "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat." This passage calls us to live holy and godly lives, always looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God. It is a reminder that our spiritual preparation is of utmost importance, and that we must live according to the principles of the gospel, being examples of faith and hope in a world that often strays from these values. The discussion about the Antichrist and the signs of the times leads us to reflect on the nature of our faith and our response to the changes around us. We must seek understanding and discernment in the scriptures, strengthening our faith and living according to the teachings of Christ. Our task is to be light and salt on earth, reflecting God's truth in our daily lives and preparing for the return of Christ. In Romans 13:11-12, Paul exhorts us, "And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." This call to spiritual awakening is a reminder that we must always be prepared, living according to the principles of the gospel, and seeking a deeper relationship with God. Therefore, when reflecting on the Antichrist and the signs of the times, we must remember that our main task is to live according to the teachings of Christ, strengthening our faith and preparing for His return. May we remain firm and unshakable in our faith, always ready to defend the truth and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. May God bless and guide us on our spiritual journey, and may we always find strength and inspiration in His eternal promises. In Philippians 4:13, we are reminded, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." With this confidence, we face the challenges of the present and look to the future with unwavering hope and faith. May our journey always be guided by the light of Christ, and may we be beacons of hope and love in a world that desperately needs divine truth.